Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Presented by Porsche. Introducing the new Porsche 911, a recurring dream turned recurring reality. Learn more at PorscheUSA.com/new911. SpaceX and Boeing still need a parachute that always works. By Daniel Oberhaus. On Monday, a small capsule launched off its test stand at the White Sands Missile Range in New Mexico, reaching speeds of more than 600 miles per hour in just seconds. The spacecraft was Boeing's Starliner crew capsule, which will begin carrying NASA astronauts to the International Space Station next year. Later this week, SpaceX will also perform a test of its Crew Dragon capsule, a second try after a catastrophic explosion ended a similar trial run earlier this year. These tests are meant to demonstrate the capsule's ability to handle a suborbital emergency. If something goes seriously wrong while the astronauts are perched on top of a rocket, the capsules are supposed to jettison them to safety. Passing these tests is a major milestone, as the two companies race to be the first to ferry NASA astronauts to space. But getting an astronaut safely off the pad doesn't count for much if you can't bring them just as safely back to Earth. And for that, you need lots of big parachutes that are guaranteed to work every time, which is trickier than it sounds. In Monday's Starliner test, only two of the capsule's three parachutes deployed. Technically, the capsule only needs two to land safely back on Earth, and Boeing deemed the test a success. Still, parachutes have long bedeviled space companies, and Monday's partial deployment suggests they continue to pose a significant technical challenge. SpaceX had a similar incident earlier this year when all of its parachutes failed to deploy during a drop test. Parachutes remain a challenging area for both providers. An Aerospace Safety Advisory Panel report on Boeing and SpaceX's commercial crew programs noted earlier this year. Both providers have experienced technical challenges, albeit different ones, related to the deployment and performance of their parachute systems. Each company is going through a different certification process for their commercial crew program, but the parachutes ultimately face the same fundamental challenges. They have to withstand extreme forces as they slow a 10-ton vehicle from over 100 miles per hour to a running pace. Complicating matters, these loads are constantly shifting as the parachute inflates, if it inflates at all. Toss in some added randomness from the wind, and you've got yourself a wickedly complex engineering problem. Before this week's launch, Boeing had successfully tested its parachutes by dropping a Starliner test vehicle from a balloon 5 times. On Monday, once the Starliner capsule reached its peak altitude, it released the drogue parachutes that then pull out the much larger main parachutes. The main chute's canopies are wide enough to fit 3 school buses end-to-end. Boeing says it is still investigating why the third parachute didn't open. It's too early to determine why all 3 main parachutes did not deploy. However, having 2 of 3 deploy successfully is acceptable for the test parameters and crew safety, Boeing spokesperson Todd Bletcher said in a statement. The parachutes used in Boeing Starliner are a scaled-down version of legacy parachute designs developed by NASA nearly 20 years ago as part of the Constellation program. After this Bush-era push to the moon was canceled, the Orion capsule was redesigned and outfitted with a new parachute system. Since the design of Boeing's parachute system is so similar to NASA's, the company had to perform fewer tests to demonstrate the system's safety compared to SpaceX. But despite the extensive testing of the chutes, a Boeing spokesperson says there is still work to be done to ensure astronauts return safely back to Earth. In particular, engineers are concerned about asymmetric loading. Different parts of a parachute experience different amounts of stress as the chute inflates, which means it's critical to reinforce those areas that experience the most force. But that adds weight to the system, which restricts the carrying capacity of the capsule. So, engineers try to limit reinforcements only to those areas that are absolutely necessary by modeling the chute's deployment under various conditions. Considering the unfathomable complexity of a rocket launch, one might expect that the parachute recovery is the most straightforward part of the whole process. Although the modern parachute has been under development for over 200 years, it has been the bane of human spaceflight pretty much since the beginning. Elon Musk alluded to the Apollo-era struggle to perfect the parachute last month during a meeting with NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine. "It was one of the toughest morale problems, so many engineers quit over the parachutes," Musk said. "Parachutes look easy, but they are definitely not easy." To date, SpaceX has developed and tested three different canopy designs, relying on special high-strength fabrics and custom stitching patterns to keep the canopy from getting shredded. Its Mark II parachute helped successfully bring a Crew Dragon capsule back from its first uncrewed orbital mission earlier this year. But like Boeing, SpaceX has also experienced some difficulties with its parachutes. In April, shortly after its Crew capsule exploded, SpaceX experienced a critical failure during a drop test of its Mark II parachute. Although one of the four Dragon chutes was intentionally not deployed to see how the capsule would fare without one of its chutes, none of the other three deployed either. The capsule took a hard landing in the Nevada desert, and SpaceX started overhauling its parachute designs. "We think the Mark II parachutes are safe, but the Mark III parachutes are possibly 10 times safer," Musk said during the meeting with Bridenstine. "If you were to compare the margin of safety of the Mark III parachutes to, say, Apollo, this is twice the safety factor of Apollo. In my opinion, the Mark III parachutes are the best parachutes ever, by a lot." On Sunday, the company posted a video montage of its recent Mark III parachute tests that involved dropping a large weight from a plane over the desert. The company claims it has successfully performed 13 consecutive drop tests, but only one used multiple parachutes. In a tweet, Musk said SpaceX has to perform 9 more successful multi-chute tests to show NASA the Mark III system is ready for crewed flight. Both SpaceX and Boeing have a few more major hurdles to climb before they're ready to launch NASA astronauts, including a high-altitude abort test for SpaceX and an uncrewed demo mission to the space station for Boeing. Assuming these tests go well and the parachutes deploy as expected, both companies will be just about ready to carry astronauts to space and back again.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.